Welcome back, listeners, to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, a.k.a. Mike Daddy, a.k.a. Magnificent Mikey, and I want to give a big thank you to everybody out there who is listening to the show and rating and reviewing, subscribing, and just participating in the show in general. So now today is July 1st. We're in the first day of July. We ended June. We have the official numbers in June. We had over 40,000 downloads in the month of June. Again, you know, we started out this show the first month, had, you know, about 8,000 downloads. You know, we had over 25,000 the second month, and now here we are, our third month in, and just in the, you know, just the third month, just in June, we had over 40,000 downloads for just that month. That's pretty awesome. We barely made it over 40,000. We had 40,313 downloads for the month, but we made it over. That's pretty awesome. That's a big milestone, you guys. I can't wait to keep going and see what happens in July here. You guys are doing great. I'm loving it. You guys, you know, again, over 40,000 downloads, actually over on Twitch now. A bunch of you are starting to follow me over on Twitch at the time of this recording. I have 56 followers over on Twitch, so you guys are coming over there, starting to chat me up a little bit more in the chat room, so thank you for that. Anybody who's not following me over on Twitch yet, go ahead and join us and follow me on Twitch and come join the chat room, and we can all have fun together, you know, just chatting it up, having a good time while you watch me play Fortnite, or some of you out there, you know, I'll play with you, and you know, you'll be on the stream, so that's a lot of fun. What else do I want to mention here? The Discord channel. I think we got like... I don't have Discord pulled up right now, but last time I checked, we got like 8 or 9 people in the Discord channel, and most of those guys have just joined within the last couple of days, so people are starting to join over that Discord channel as well. So, and like I said, I'm trying to get that more set up, learn more about Discord myself so that we can get a good community built up over there on Discord. That way everybody will have a good place to find each other, no matter what platform you're playing on, whether it's PC, you know, Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo Switch, or any of those ones that can cross platform together, just to help each other find more players that you know, want to play together. You know, especially when you're if you want to play duos and you know you want to be able to talk to somebody, you can get in that Discord channel, or you just know that they have a mic on whatever platform they're using, so you can use that mic in the thing. You use it to find other players to play with you. You know, duos, squads, whatever. Is, you know, especially like I said, when we get those challenges where you have to be playing a duos or you have to be in a squad and you have to be doing something specific, that really helps be able to find other players that will help you out do those things. So yeah, thank you guys for all those things. It's really going awesome. I'm loving it. So let's get a little bit more into the game here. What I want to mention here also, this actually goes back into Twitch. I was playing with a couple of guys yesterday on my Twitch stream, both of whom were playing on mobile, and I totally forgot about mobile chat. It actually came back in version update 4.3, so we have the mobile chat available to us, and I just totally forgot about it because I've played with players on mobile since version 4.3. And I forgot that it's you have the chat available, but you can turn that on. Just go to your settings, go to the audio section, and then there will be a section where you can click on and off the voice chat. Turn that on, guys. Now that you have, you know, and we've had it for a little while now, I think most people forgot about it. I forgot about it, and it seems like a lot of people who are playing on mobile forgot about it, or, you know, maybe they knew about it and just didn't realize it wasn't turned on. But yeah, you have that mobile chat. You know, I played with a match or two with these guys here, and I think the first match... we didn't have the mics on, and then they realized that they could go turn on the voice chat, the mobile chat, and we were able to talk to each other. Both of these kids were from England, so it was a lot of fun for me to hear those accents. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun for me to realize, you know, like, not only am I getting people all the way across the country from me listening over on the East Coast. I was playing some people over on the East Coast yesterday. Then after I played with them later on that night, you know, like I said, I played with some guys across the pond, like not only just across the country, like all the way, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean there. So that was a lot of fun, but yeah, it made it even more fun once these guys were able to turn on their mobile chat, the voice chat, and we were able to actually talk to each other. So that makes it a lot of fun. So if you are playing mobile, and I've noticed a lot of people who are adding me on the Epic Games account, they are playing mobile. So make sure you turn that voice chat on. It works. It will use the mic that's built into your phone, or you can put a headset on, you know, your headphones. Or, you know, if you have a headset, you can plug them into your phone as well, and you can use the mic on that as well. So those are options for you. Definitely go turn that on if you have it, just a reminder for everybody out there. All right, and then so let's get into, we're talking about listener participation here, so let's actually get back to another guy who's participating all the time, you guys. We love WaveWider 368 because he's constantly participating. I asked you guys what you think might be the crack in the sky, and he emailed in saying, just calling it, but I think crack in the sky is going to spawn a taker each match. A taker is a mist monster in Save the World. It can fly and travel through walls. As the Fortnite team is trying to nerf building, this could be their solution. Now, again, I haven't played Save the World myself yet. I'm planning on it. I just haven't gotten around to it yet. And this sounds like it could be something neat that comes out of Save the World. I'm interested to see what this mist monster is that flies and can travel through walls. It would nerf building, a little bit. But I just don't agree that it would be their solution. I could see this being like a limited time mode type of thing where they would bring this in, but I don't think that would be like a permanent change they would make to the game, because then that would kind of defeat the purpose of the whole building and everything anyways. So I could see them doing like a little limited time mode, kind of like what they did earlier this season at the beginning of the season when they had the Infinity Gauntlet mode with Thanos, and you could turn into Thanos. It would be something like that, I would think. If this was the route they were going to go. Again, there's a bunch of rumors out there, you know, whether it's going to be new maps or whether it's going to be like it could be any type of thing where something is coming through the portal there. You know, if you've been looking around the map, if you go over to Lonely Lodge, there's some sort of like pulsing thing that is like right in front of the lodge there. So something may be coming out of that. There might be a big change happening there. I don't know. I'm just interested to see. I love the way they do this end of season things, and they really kind of draw it out and make us think what is going on. Again, I think that's really fun. The other thing I want to get to here is a little tip for completing another challenge. Again, this one was one of the ones I found hard this week, and it's the visit the center of four named locations in a single match. Now, this is hard because you have to get to four named locations, and they're a little bit spread out. You know, all the named locations are. But most named locations you're going to find enemies in, so it's hard to walk just through any named location and get to the center of it without somebody trying to kill you. But here's what worked for me. So what I did was, when you know the battle bus path started, I looked at it, and then I picked a named location that was far off from the path. That way there would be less likely for people to land out there with me. And then I landed straight to a named location and went straight for the center. And then what you can do is you hang out there for a while, especially if you're out there by yourself. Get that center of that named location there. Hang out there for a little bit, and then when the first countdown starts for the circle, then start heading to your next named location, because there's more likely of a chance that the storm hasn't started moving in yet, people might start moving towards that circle. So you can head to another area that is outside of the next storm circle, try to get one there, and then, you know, when that storm circle starts actually moving in and get that countdown. Then you got to obviously start running to the storm circle, but if you can follow a path that will get you to another named location on your way there, then you can run through it. If there was somebody, you know, if there were people at that named location, you know, if you were at one named location and there was one in between that and where the storm circle is going to be next, by the time you get to it, the people who were there are probably already on their way to the storm circle. So that will give you an easier chance to get that center, to get to the center of that location without somebody killing you. Again, this worked for me the first time when I thought about this in my head, and then I said, oh, you know what, I'm going to try this. I'm going to go land way far out, get a named location. When the first circle appears to show us where it's going to be, then I'll hit the next spot. And then when the actual next circle starts moving in, when the storm starts moving in, then I'll hit something along the way. And then when I get to the circle, I'll hit another one. Worked for me the first time. Again, most people, because I was hanging out farther away, by the time I was running to the storm circle, people were already ahead of me, already in the circle, because they were farther ahead of me and I was on my way there. So that's a good strategy for completing this one. I know it's one that people have been having a harder time with, but I think this strategy should work for you. Yeah, I think that's all I have for you today, tips-wise. You guys are doing really great, but I like to remind you guys, if you are a fan of the show, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show over on iTunes. You know, you leave that 5-star review, that 5-star rating with a written review, I will shout you out here on the show. You know, your review will get read on the show, and I'll shout you out. Go ahead. Yeah, follow me over on Twitch, because we got a ton of people following me on Twitch now. Again, it's over 50. It's 56 as of this recording. So a lot of you are starting to come in and actually watch the stream and chat me up a little bit. And that makes it a lot of fun. Head over to that Discord. I'm still working on it. I'll keep improving it so it keeps getting better, so that our community can have a better time playing with each other. I'm actually going to go on and get streaming right now. I had a, crazy turn of events for me. As you guys know, I have 2 jobs, but tomorrow I have the day off from both jobs. So I'll probably do a little bit of a stream in the morning during the day as well. Normally, I usually only get to have the time to stream for a little bit at night, but I'm going to try to stream a little bit tomorrow morning, because I know a lot of you obviously now are, listening to me over on the East Coast, over in England, in Europe areas, over in India. I've played with 2 guys over from India. So there's a ton of you guys out there, like all over the world, actually, who are listening. And I want to try to play with as many as you as possible. And some of you, being in such different time zones, it makes it a little bit harder. So I'm going to try to get on when I have the time available at different times, so that I can play with more of you guys. But anyways, guys, thanks so much for everything and making this Fortnite community great. I'm going to get going now. So until I see you in the game, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.